And we want to thank Nick and Debbie, the partners at Lucas Candies on Main Street in Haverstraw, for sponsoring our Valentine's Dance on Saturday night. It was a sold-out affair, and Nick was happy to be involved.
We started the business in 1896, and I'm the fourth generation owner.
And you've been doing this since, you said, 1980s?
Yeah, I think I started working when I was about 10 years old, so it's been a long time for me as well.
What does this mean to have this heritage family business and making such great, delicious treats, especially around Valentine's Day?
Tradition and family has always been important at my store and in my household. So to be part of a community for that long, it really is a great thing. And we're lucky enough to have customers that are coming in multi-generational. Their parents brought them when they were kids, and now they're bringing their children down for candy. And it's really amazing to watch them grow up at our store.
Well, of course, your big day is coming up Tuesday. How much chocolate will you move between now and Valentine's Day?
We sell a lot of chocolate for Valentine's Day. Chocolate-covered strawberries alone will sell 5,000 to 6,000 strawberries and a couple thousand pounds of chocolate easily.
We are extremely proud that you came on board and supported us with our sold-out dinner here tonight. And so we wish the very best to Lucas Candies and another 100-and-some-odd years, all right?
We hope so. Thank you so much for having us, and we're honored to be here. It's been great working with WHUD.
All right, so stop in on Main Street in Haverstraw. Say hi to Nick and Debbie. Tell them you heard them on what station? WHUD, of course.